God said, Noah, build an ark. He obeyed God. God said to Noah, come into the ark. They got in the ark. 7 days later, God shut the door, by the way. Then 7 days later, it began to rain. The rain came down. The floods came up, right? Noah and his family were safe in the ark. The rains came, and there was a lot more to it than that. There was earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and everything going on at this time. And Noah and his family were safe in the ark. The wrath was poured out upon the vessel, upon mankind, but also upon the vessel. But notice the vessel did not fail. The vessel did not sink. Amen? And Noah and his family were safe in the ark. Let me tell you this morning, when you accept Christ as your Savior, you are placed in Christ. And the wrath of God is no longer on you. You are inside the vessel. The wrath of God has been poured out upon the vessel who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Everybody see that? What a wonderful, wonderful illustration. The wrath of God has been poured out upon Jesus Christ. And therefore, I am no longer, as a Christian, as a born-again child of God, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, I am no longer under the wrath of God. I am no longer under the wrath of God. I am in Christ and therefore have escaped the wrath of God. The benefits of salvation are that I escape the wrath of God. Just as the judgment of God fell on the ark. I love that old song, Sheltered in the Time of Storm. O Lord, our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. I am sheltered. I am sheltered. I am in Christ. Christ experienced the wrath of God for our sins. We are sheltered in Him from God's wrath. Psalm 61 says that God is our rock, that God is our refuge, that God is our shelter, that God is our defense, that He is our shield, that He is our strong tower. And you can go on and on and on. Jesus Christ is our means of escaping the wrath of God, escaping hell, trading a home in hell to a home in heaven by believing and trusting in the ark. Again, I point out to you, Genesis 7:1 says, come into the ark. Salvation. God calls all to come into the ark. Christian, this morning, let me remind you that where God leads, He feeds. Again, He didn't say go into the ark. He said come into the ark. I believe that God was in the ark saying to them, come on. Where God leads, He feeds. Where God leads, His presence is there. I don't know what may be going on in your life this morning, but let me tell you, He's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. He's there. He's in the ark. He's there. Every area of your life, He's there. Providing provision. They had plenty of animals in the ark and food to provide provision for them for the 378 days they were in the ark. Can you imagine that? For over a year, they were in that ark, and yet God provided for them every step of the way. God provided for them every step of the way. You imagine a whole year of being in that big old ship with all those animals. God provided a way for them. Let me tell you this morning, God provided provisions for you. God will provide your emotional needs, whatever those needs may be. God provide your relational needs by way of your friends and neighbors and spouses and kids. And God will provide your physical needs. He's promised that if you will seek Him first, that He will give you the food on your table. In the economy which we live in, let me remind you again, God will provide all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How many of y'all believe that God is rich? He owns everything. So if He's promised to the child of God who is safe in the ark to provide all your needs, then He will do it. Or else He's a liar. And Hebrews says, God cannot lie. Amen. We are secure. The Bible says that when Noah got into the boat and his family got into the boat, they came in the boat, that God shut the door. God shut the door. So one of the benefits of salvation is security. I am safe in Christ, but also I am secure in Christ. Amen. My citizenship's already in heaven. I'm living in Christ, you see, for I'm already over on the other side waiting for my body to be. I'm already there. You're saying, preacher, what do you mean? I'm saying, once you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you're saved for all eternity. The Bible says you have everlasting life. God shuts the door and no man can open it. The Bible says you're in the Father's hand and Christ is in His hand and you're in Christ's hand and no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Amen? We are secure. We are safe in Christ. Again, if you can jump back out of the ark, then God's a liar. He doesn't keep His promises. When you accept Christ as your Savior, you're saved for all eternity. Forever and ever and ever. If you believe you can lose your salvation, then you're doing something to keep it, therefore you're earning it. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not a work such any man should boast. Again, those who believe they can lose it are doing something to keep it, and they're earning it, therefore they are lost, the Bible says. Salvation is free. It's found in believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and being safe in Him from God's wrath. The acceptance of salvation. The way of escape had been built. God told Noah and his family to come into the ark. They made the choice, by the way, to come into that ark. You have a choice this morning. In or out, which will it be? Again, He would have all men to come unto Him. He's not calling a few, He's calling all. All. They made the choice. Acts 16, verse 30, the jailer there in Philippi said, and he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the wrath of God. I want to remind you again this morning, there's only one door on the ark, and there's only one door to heaven. We live in a pluralistic society where we are taught and it is said by many that all roads lead to heaven. Just, you know, all gods are the same. They're all on an equal level. And as long as your faith is genuine and whatever God you believe in, that everything's going to be all right. And I'm sorry to say this morning, I'm here to tell you this morning that that's not true. The Bible in no way says that. The Bible says Jesus Christ said Himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way. He did not say He was the best way. He did not say He was part of the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only way. There was one door under the ark, and there's one door to salvation. And then God shut the door. One day the door will be shut. One day the door will be shut. God will shut the door. And hope of salvation for those on earth will be gone. There's coming another flood. And that time is very close, I believe. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 again, verse 7, and I'm going to give you a conclusion. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness by faith. First off, Noah had faith. He believed. That word believe means trust. He believed, he had faith in what God said. He believed that God was going to send the rain. He believed that God was going to destroy the earth. Why? Because he understood that God cannot lie. Let me tell you, there's another flood coming. The Bible says there's a judgment to come. One day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's a judgment coming. There's a flood of the wrath of God coming. But all who come to Christ will be saved. All who go through the door shall be saved. All those who are safe in Christ shall be saved from the wrath of God. Do you believe this morning? You know, it's pretty simple to me in my mind. You either believe God, He said it, or you don't believe Him. Two choices. Noah either believed God and came into the ark, or he didn't and he stayed outside. Number two, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Fear. I have a sermon. In fact, I looked at it this morning. Hell, the greatest motivator. Hell, the greatest motivator. Hell is a motivator for salvation. Noah believed and feared God. He feared Him. He feared what? He feared judgment. He feared the wrath of God. He understood that God would keep His promises. In Luke chapter 17, it says in verse 27, 26, and it says, "And as in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." That's what they were doing during the days of Noah. Much like what's going on in our society today. "Likewise also it was in the days of Lot that they did eat, they drank, they brought their sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." That means when Christ returns, when Christ returns at the battle of Armageddon, at the end of that great tribulation time, all these things will be in place. And we see the signs of them today. There's an ark prepared if you'll simply get in it. Judgment is coming. You say, "Preacher, you're like one of those guys out there on the street with a little sign." You know, the guy with the old faded hat and, "Judgment is coming." There is truth. Judgment is coming. The flood came in Noah's day, destroyed man off the face of the earth, except for eight people. 378 days later, they got off the boat. When they got off the boat, a great sacrifice took place, and God gave Noah a promise. And to establish that covenant, that promise with Noah, He put a rainbow in the sky. Every time you see a rainbow, the Lord is saying, I will not flood the earth again. I will not destroy the earth again until the end. Until the day of judgment. A lot of the, "I will not destroy the earth again." Every time you see a rainbow, you should remember the promise of God. He says there will be a summer, winter, springtime, and harvest. The four seasons will be in place until He returns. Amen? But there is a day coming. He destroyed man once, and it's going to be destroyed again. And it's coming. Judgment is coming. Those who are in the ark, those who believe and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Thirdly, verse 7, it says again, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of those of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house." Prepared what? Well, let me tell you this morning, the ark is already finished. So we're not talking about the ark this morning, but prepare for the flood. Prepare for the flood. Prepare for the flood. Prepare for judgment. Come into the ark. Come into the ark. When, preacher? Today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. No man knows what tomorrow may bring forth. I encourage you to do it today. Christian, this morning, in light of the judgment coming, in light of what's coming in the future, let's live cheerfully. I don't believe when Noah and his family got in the ark that they were scared. If Noah had enough faith and belief to build the ark, for 100 years, with all the ridicule and taunts and all the things that had gone on, and he had belief and trust to get into the ark, and then God shut the door, I believe that would have an impact on you. I believe Noah and his family, they're playing. No, I won't play cards. That would be silly. Noah and his family, they're playing games. I don't believe they fear. Listen. Let's as Christians, let's live cheerfully. Man, Jesus said He came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. Life was meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Amen? You say, "Well, how do I enjoy life?" By getting down here and prepare yourself for the judgment. Live cheerfully. Number two, live fruitfully. Holiness. Godliness. Live as unto the Lord. Because today could be the day that He returns. Christian, are you ready if He was to sound the trumpet, if the angel was to sound the trumpet today? Are you ready? Or would you be ashamed? Amen? Oh, let's be ready. Man, think of the benefits of being in the ark. I have escaped the wrath of God. I no longer have to think about hell. I have a home in heaven. Amen. I am, not only that, but I have been given the presence of God. The Holy Spirit lives in me. Come into the ark. The Holy Spirit's presence is with me. He's promised to provide for me, give me my needs, to help me through the times of the storm. Even though Noah and them were in the ark, the storm was still there, and I'm sure that boat was tossed to and fro, but they were safe. And let me tell you, if you're a saved, born-again believer, you are safe in the ark from the storms of this life. And God will bring you through those storms as He brought Noah and his family through the storm. And then we're secure, saved for all eternity. See, I can live in joy because I can lay my head down at night and not have to think about whether I'm saved or not. I live in joy because I know I'm saved. John wrote the epistle of John. He said that you might know that you have eternal life. Not think or hope so, but that you might know. Are you in the ark this morning? Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you ready for that judgment day? Christian, are you ready? Are you living cheerfully? Are you living fruitfully? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this time we've had to come and to look through Your Word at this great event of the Old Testament. Lord, we know it's true. Lord, we believe as Noah did that, Lord, that one day judgment will come again. Lord, help us to be ready. I pray this morning if there's some in here in the auditorium who've never accepted You as Savior. They've never placed their trust in You. They've never received You as their personal Savior. I pray today they might get saved. They might get up from their chair and come down front and let somebody show them how they can be saved. Lord, I pray as Christians we would be ready to meet You again. Lord, be ready for that judgment day. Lord, help us to live cheerfully and fruitfully in our personal lives. In Jesus' name, amen.